Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. With 7 GMA Canada Covenant Awards and a Juno Award nomination to his credit, tonight's guest's latest CD, The Light in Us, chronicles a season of healing and restoration. Singer-songwriter John Bauer describes the music on the CD as an outcome of, quote, a healing journey I have been on in the last couple of years, as I have leaned on the faithfulness of God even when I have not felt Him near, end quote. John is on the phone with us from his hometown of St. Albert, Alberta, and we'll talk to us about his music and the Light in Us CD in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Where the Sidewalk Ends from John Bauer's The Light in Us CD.
There's a man down on the corner. He can't be more than my own age. He's tired of sleeping in his cardboard box alone. And I don't think he expects his luck to change. But who's gonna find the lost at sea?
Conversation with John Bauer. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Robert. How are you today?
Good. Now, it's been a while since we've talked, so maybe we can start by giving our listeners a little bit of background about you, because there may be some that haven't heard your story in that before. Where did your whole interest in music get started? How did that all develop for you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, I wasn't that passionate about music when I was young. I mean, I grew up, you know, in the church, and so as a young little one growing up in the church, what do? Well, you go into the choir and you sing some solos, and oftentimes you get put in piano lessons, and so that's kind of what I did. And you know, it really wasn't something that I enjoyed when I was young. It was more of a chore than a joy. And then I did that and went through piano lessons and sang in the choirs and musicals. And anyway, when I was about 18, my sister gave me a CD, and it was a worship CD. And back in those days, worship CDs were not too plentiful on the bookstore shelves. It was, you know, the pop rock contemporary CDs, mm-hmm. and Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith and whatnot. But anyway, she gave me that CD, and I listened to it as I was driving to college that morning. And all of a sudden, I just started to sing these very simple songs, and I just sensed the presence of God in my car as I was singing these simple songs of worship. And God just whispered to me as I drove that morning and just said, John, you know, just as you're experiencing me in your car right now as you're driving, I have something like this for you to do in the coming days, to write songs and to lead others, into my presence. And so that was a journey that started, I guess, almost 20 years ago. And it's been an ongoing process and journey with God every day. And so, yeah, I think this is now my seventh CD. I've had two children's worship CDs out, And then this is the fifth kind of adult or all mm-hmm. ages project. And so, yeah, excited to share some new songs and the new journey. And to share what God has placed on my heart these last few years of journeying with Him.
Yeah. Well, as you were going through the journey, you know, going back to when you were 18 and then starting to develop that whole journey into worship, did you find yourself being influenced by different people, by different worship leaders, or just, you know, sort of gravitating to someone because you were looking at their songs and their style and sort of going, you know, what can I learn from this?
Absolutely. No, there was one really influential worship leader in my life, and I had never met him before. But it was actually the CD that my sister had given me was Bob Fitz, He Will Come and Save You. And so Bob Fitz, he was a worship leader based out of Hawaii and traveled around the world and led worship. And so I was able to not meet him personally for a few years, but I was able to attend some events where he was leading worship and doing seminars and just learning from him and really kind of quite modeling my ministry a little bit after how he was doing things. Because, again, whenever I saw him on stage, I saw Jesus in his eyes, and I sensed the presence of Jesus in him, and so that was one really influential worship leader in my young life and my formative years as in growing in music and ministry, and I saw Jesus doing some powerful things in his life that really spoke to mine. And so I said, Jesus, what are some things that you want me to take from what I see in him and how he's doing things, and mm-hmm. how do you want to shape the ministry that you're calling me to? And so yeah, that was definitely one, you know, influential leader in my life.
So where did the songwriting come in?
You know, it really kind of came about by accident. I had started to lead worship at church and was doing that for a few months. And then all of a sudden, or not a few months, I guess it was a few years after that, where I was sitting down and preparing for leading the service the next morning and going through some songs. And, you know, in the scripture in the Bible, it says, sing a new song to the Lord, and I had never ever done that in my life. You know, sometimes we read descriptions and we think, well, how do those relate to my life? And so that night, as I was singing a song called Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, when I finished that, I just kept singing to Jesus a new song, and that was kind of how the song Your Amazing Grace, one of the first songs on my first album, came about. And I said, well, Lord, is this how it is? Is this how, you know, songwriting happens? And so all of my songs have not, you know, come out just spontaneously like that. Some have taken, you know, months and months of work and writing and rewriting and co-writing and whatnot. And so for me, you know, it's been a journey in figuring out how do songs get written in my life, and they happen a number of ways, but that's kind of how the songwriting journey began. And from there, I just started to sit down more diligently and you know, say, Lord, what do you want to say through what you've given me and the experiences I'm having and the scriptures that are speaking to my life right now. And so that's mm-hmm. that's kind of how the songwriting journey began.
Yeah, well, similar question. Was there anybody, any songwriters that you kind of gravitated to, again, to learn from as you were developing your own songwriting ability?
Absolutely. I mean, all of the influences I think that we hear, you know, contribute to how we write and what we do as artists. And you know, I relate that even to other folks in other industries. You know, I've recently gone into renovations and doing home renovations and making some fixer-uppers. And so, you know, learning from others and then creating my own masterpiece of the plumbing or the electrical or whatnot. And so for me, it was kind of a mosaic of different worship leaders, different songwriters that I had heard, and picking out the things that I kind of really resonated with me and as a songwriter. And you know, it's not the problem sometimes, I think, is that we need to copy when we're younger and maybe more immature. We feel that we need to copy someone and be exactly who that person is, or we see a ministry, or we see another worship leader, or a singer, or a songwriter, or whoever, and we say, that's, you know, I want to be like them. And I know that God doesn't want us to be, you know, another Chris Tomlin or Brian Dirksen or Paul Baloche he wants us to be who we are and who he's created us to be. And of course, it's always important to take those others as models. But you know, if we try and copy someone else, then the ministry that we share is not as authentic as it really could be. And so, yeah, that's something that God has been teaching me as I've been growing in my faith and growing in my journey of music, and saying that, you know, the world doesn't need another Chris Tomlin. The world needs John Bauer, and what, you know, God is teaching me and the journey I've been on, and again, using some of those influences of what I hear, but saying, God, what do those influences, and how can I make that unique for myself in my art? Mm-hmm. And so that's, yeah, so I'm not sure if that answers the question or not, yeah. But I hope it does.
Yeah, and I've seen that. I know other writers, I'm a writer, and I know other writers who, again, when they start out, will copy some of their favorite writers until they find their own voice. And it's that journey that you have to go on as a creative person to finally find your identity in whatever your artistic ability is.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with singer-songwriter John Bauer and talk about his latest CD, The Light in Us. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
In the dawning of a brand new day, the sun is rising and the night gives way. It's coming now. Love is stronger and it makes us whole. We can feel it now, feel it now. Joy is in our hearts, it's in our eyes. Hope is in our blood, it's running wild. This fire we can see it shine, paints the horizon and it goes for miles. It's rising now, rising now.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to The Light in Us, the title track from John Bauer's new CD, The Light in Us. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with John. You're mentioning it, you know, you've got a number of CDs and that. What made you decide that this was the right time to go back into the studio and do work on another CD?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of factors that always come into play, but for me, one of the greatest factors is when I'm singing and ministering, and sometimes when you do that for a number of years, and I'm going on my 18th, 20th year as a worship leader, and 12th year, I guess 13th year now in full-time music ministry, and you know, sometimes when you're on the stage and you're sharing songs and stories and experiences, and you realize, you know, those were songs and stories and experiences that you know, are not as fresh anymore, and you say, Lord, I don't want to be a stale artist. I don't want to keep sharing the same stories from stage. I don't want to keep sharing the same songs, because you're alive and you're active and you're doing something new in my life. So, you know, I need to share what's new. And so one of the ways to express that is through the new songs. And so I really sensed over the last year, it had been about 3 years since I put up my last project, and so over this last couple years, it's been a journey for me in many different ways, as a person, as a father, as a husband, as a follower of Jesus, and just experiencing joys and experiencing struggles. And so I believe that God wants to use those joys, but also those deep struggles to help encourage others when we sing and when we share from stage. And so I just really sensed in my heart, it's time. Get these songs written, get these songs out, and start sharing this journey to encourage others in their journey.
Well, you mentioned in some of the background material that came out with the album is that you're sharing a healing journey that you've been on in the last couple of years. What are some of the things that you've been going through that have ended up being reflected in some of the new songs on the CD?
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's been, a number of different things that have happened in our family's life. One was a suicide that we experienced that, again, just shocked our whole family core, just came out of nowhere. And in those times, you have so many unanswered questions, and you say, Lord, why? What? How could, what could we have done differently? Lord, would you say something to us in this experience? Because we are at a loss for words. We're at a loss for knowing what went wrong and what happened. And so, there's a song on the new CD called Say Something, and that song was written specifically in that time period where we just were, struggling and wrestling and saying, God, why? and another one was just, some healing for our kids, just praying for healing in different ways that we were experiencing and struggles that we were facing and just needing really miracles in some of their lives and just not quite understanding why some things came about they did, but just saying, Lord, we'll trust in you and we just will keep seeking you in this time. And so those were two really powerful things. But for me personally, it was a struggle. Jesus never promised that life would be easy, but life would be worth it when we walked with him. And it was about 2.5 years ago now, I guess, when I was on tour driving in the States in a motorhome with our family. And all of a sudden, everything was going perfect. I mean, it was if things were going great in life, that was the time. Everything was great. And then all of a sudden, I just started blacking out. I started having stroke-like symptoms. I almost drove off the road, fainted, and it could have been just a tragic accident with our whole family sitting on the bed in the back. And from there, I just started having high anxiety like I had never experienced in my life. I've never been an anxious person in my life, but all of a sudden, I mean, I would be up in the middle of the night at 3 or 4 in the morning, just my body just trembling and anxiety, and I would be praying and crying out to God, Lord, heal me. I don't know where this has come from. I don't know, what sparked this or what, but I it was so hard to function. I needed to take 5 months off of music and just to rest and just say, Lord, I need healing in this time. And so I prayed daily that he would heal me from that, and he didn't. It was not an automatic, yes, John, I hear you call. I'm going to come and bring healing in this moment. It was almost as if, God, where were you? Where are you? I don't hear you. I don't see you. I don't feel you. And I struggled in that time, and I said, God, where are you when I need you the most? I followed you my entire life, and now when I need you the most, you're not even here. And I sensed God's still small voice, late one night, just whisper, John, I have never left you. I have never forsaken you. I am with you always. Just trust in my faithfulness. Trust in my faithfulness. And so that's what our family did. Every day we just trusted in the faithfulness of God. And I just sang out, Lord, great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. And even in the midst of that struggle, in the midst of that pain, just said, Lord, I will put my trust in you, and may this struggle in my life be a testimony to your greatness in the coming days. And God was faithful. He always is faithful, and sometimes we forget that. And so God brought healing to me, complete healing. And so this CD has a number of songs on it which reflect the struggle that I walk through in health and just saying, Lord, you know, may you be seen in me and may you be experienced in me in the coming days. And so that's what a number of these songs on the project, you know, when I look at the songs on this project, you know, The Light in Us, Come Alive, Your Love is Beautiful, and Great is Your Faithfulness, and Say Something, all of these songs really were reflected in that journey of healing and faith and trust that I walked through and our family has walked through over these last few years with these major things that really we've walked through. And, mm-hmm. and so, I'm excited to not only share songs, but share the struggle from stage because, you know, as I have shared this more and more from stage, I keep hearing person after person after person coming up to me after and saying, John, I'm experiencing that exact thing right now, and I needed to hear that. Thank you for sharing that. And so, you know, when I get confirmation from God that the things that I'm sharing from stage now in this new journey, not new journey, but this new season, and sharing some of the struggles that I've faced and encouraging, you know, other folks in their struggles, that's what life is all about. And I don't think that, you know, for you who are listening to this, you know, you do not need to be an artist that shares from stage. You don't need to be a worship leader. You don't need to be a speaker or author. I believe that God wants to use your journey and your struggle in whatever profession you are, in whatever place in life you're at. You know, God places us into relationships with people, into community, to help one another out and to journey this together. And so I just want to encourage, you know, whoever's listening to this, look for ways to see who is struggling in life and how can God use you and your experiences in life to bring encouragement to someone else who's really struggling. Because, you know, whether you're a plumber or a teacher or an Uber driver, whether you have Uber in your community, ours doesn't, but anyway, you know, God really wants to use us as the body of Christ, the light in us, to encourage this world that is full of darkness. Mm-hmm. And so, again, the title of the CD is The Light in Us. You know, Jesus is within us, and if the hope of the world lives inside of us, he longs to be shared, and longs to be shared through our struggles, through our journey. And so I just pray that you'd be encouraged, whoever's listening to this today, to share your struggle and your journey, that it would be an encouragement to others.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to take a final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with singer-songwriter John Bauer. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to You Just Want My Heart from John Bauer's new CD, The Light in Us. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with John Bauer. You've had a chance to get the CD out and do some songs in concert. That, what's been the reaction to it so far?
Yeah, no, the reaction has been amazing. God is really using some specific songs. Some of the ones that are really connecting with folks out there is Say Something. I alluded to that song earlier, you know, just in the struggles of life when we don't understand why something's going on. You know, sometimes in the Bible I read how, you know, we pray out to God, but other times, you know, we read how people cry out to God, you know, God, show up, say something in this moment. And so that's been one, that song Say Something has really been a powerful song as I've gone out and ministered and shared from the stage. Others, as great as your faithfulness, great as thy faithfulness, the song is called. And again, just sharing the struggle of health and questions and struggles, and just saying, Lord, in the midst of this, I will declare, great is thy faithfulness, great is your faithfulness as I walk through this. And so, yeah, so it's, you know, every song, I think, shares a different part of life with folks, and some songs connect with, you know, in different ways. Every song connects with a person in different ways. And so there's a number of songs on there that, again, I just pray that really will speak to people's hearts as they, you know, turn on the radio or turn on their MP3 player or stereo in the car and listen to the songs. And that's my prayer.
Yeah. Well, how can people find out more about The Light in Us or more about what's happening with you?
Yeah, thanks. No, if they go to johnbauermusic.com, and it's johnbauermusic.com, that will lead them to my Facebook, to my Twitter, to my YouTube, and also iTunes, and the link is on there as well if you want to check out the new songs on iTunes. But there's a few different, that's the catch-all, to go to John Bauer Social World. So I'd love to meet you out there on Facebook or Twitter and converse with you and hear your journeys, your struggles, and how God is using you to speak to others and share the light in you.
Great. John, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Hey, thanks for allowing me to join with you guys.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, John Bauer. If you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.